Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I like to do the old-fashioned American road trip in the car.
Of course, you know what I'm saying? Yes.
Like, we have three kids. We are throwing them all into the minivan with way too much stuff. And I thought, you know, this was an eight-hour travel day. And I thought, they're not going to make 8 hours, especially my little boy, who, you know, was only about 3-4 years old at the time. And I thought, I'm going to have to use my vision casting skills in order to get people to there. And so I started telling them, listen, kids, I know that these 8 hours of driving are heavy, but guess what? At the end of those 8 hours is an epic swimming pool that we are all going to cannonball into. And I just cast vision. And my son listened with wide eyes. And immediately my son unbuckles his seatbelt, runs around the car, and is digging around the suitcase. And I'm like, his name is Eden. And I'm like, Eden, what in the world are you doing? He's like, Dad, I'm going to get my swim jacket on. And I'm like, Eden, no, we got an 8 hour drive. He goes, I know, I'm going to get ready. And so and I'm like, Eden, you are not going to wear your swim jacket. It's like this big, bulky, it's like a water skiing vest. And I thought, you are not going to wear that.
In the car seat with the buckles.
Oh yeah.
And then literally he's trying to strap on his 5-point harness over this massively huge swim jacket. And he can barely get it. I mean, he's squeezing into this and it finally snaps and he just gave me this big smile and a thumbs up like, I'm ready for this.
Yeah, let's do this.
And we are immediately, I'm like, no, you are not. You're going to be hot. You're going to be sweaty. There's no way you're going to make it 8 hours. And he's like, Dad, I'm ready. Go.
Like, he was not listening. True story.
Pictures to document.
And sure enough, half hour into this trip, he's like, are we there yet? You know, the classic kid
yes,
question.
Exactly.
Literally, within 3 hours, he was weeping. Dad, you said there was going to be a pool.
You lied to me.
It was almost bizarre how upset he was at me. And he's like, Dad, you say you're bringing me to this pool, but you're not turning to a pool right now. As irritated as I was, I realized I do that to God all the time.
Yeah.
I get a dream I obsess over my dream that my dream is like a big, sweaty water vest that just, it's big, it's bulky, and my timeline is so different than God's timeline. And I think so often we get into this position where we're just wanting to accuse God of being not faithful, when in reality, he is faithful. The problem is we have this big, bulky swim vest on that's oppressing us. And at some point, we have to surrender to the timeline that God has, because he has the perfect timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, there was a point where we both cannonballed into that
came to be.
And we had the time of our lives, and he realized, Dad is faithful. He got me where I needed to go.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.